Masechet Zevachim, Perek Bet, Mishnah Dalet. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about that a korban becomes pigul only if the blood service happened correctly. In other words, if the intention was wrong when it came to how the korban was going to be consumed, that creates pigul. But only if all of the blood service went correctly, and that becomes the issue. But if the blood service was an issue, then the korban wouldn't have been valid anyway, so therefore pigul does not come into play. So we'll give examples where the pigul intention happens and the blood service happened as required correctly, so therefore it's an actual case of pigul. Mishnah says, Ketzad karav hamatir kemitzvato. In what manner is the offering considered to have been done as required? Shahat b'shtika, if he slaughtered the korban without, in silence, without invalidating the intention, kibel vehilech vezarak hutz lizmano, and then he received the blood, brought it into the mizbeach, and threw it with the intention of eating the meat or the burning of the emurim past the proper time. Oh, sheshahat hutz lizmano, he slaughtered the korban with the intention of eating the meat or burning the emurim past the proper time. And then, kibel v'hilech v'zarach b'shtika, and then he caught the blood, he walked it to the mizbeach, and then he threw it on the mizbeach in silence, which means without the improper intention. Or, sheshahat v'kibel v'hilech v'zarach chutz lizmana. Or he slaughtered the korban, and he received the blood, and he brought it to the mizbeach, and he threw it, all of them, with the intention of eating the meat or burning the emurim past the proper time. Zehu shekarav hamatir kemitzvato. In this case, where the permitter has been offered as required, in all these cases, the blood was complete without any invalidating intention besides for the pigul. Therefore, the laws of pigul would take place, and eating the meat afterwards would be considered karet. It would be an issue of karet. Since the blood service happened as required, there was no improper intentions over there. The only improper intention was about the zman, was about the time. Therefore, pigul kicks in, and therefore, we have an issue of karet if the meat is eventually eaten. We'll now give other examples where the blood was not considered to have been offered as required because there was an invalidating intention behind it. So when this happens, as we said, pigul does not play a factor. Pigul, even if there were improper thoughts of pigul, it does not become an issue. The invalidating intentions would be to eat the meat or burn the parts of the korban outside of the proper place, and also the intention to offer the korban pesach or the korban hatat for the sake of another korban. We'll give examples of these. We'll give three cases where the place of intention was improper, and therefore that became the invalidating part of the korban. Kesad lo karav hamatir kemitzvato. In what manner is the korban not considered to have been offered as required? Shahat chutz limkomo, if he slaughtered it with the intention of eating the meat or burning the emurim outside its place. Kibel v'heilech v'zarak chutz lizmano, and then he received the blood, brought it to the mizbeach, and threw it with the intention of eating the meat or burning the emurim past the time. So we have to just highlight over here that it started off with outside of its place. The slaughtering happened, the kavana to eat the meat or burn the emurim outside its place. Oh, second type of situation. Sheshahat chutz lizmano, or he slaughtered it with the intention of eating it past the eating the meat or burning the emurim past its time. And then kibel vehilech vezarach chutz limkomo. And then he received the blood, he walked into the mizbeach and threw it with the intention of eating the meat or burning the emurim outside of its place. Oh, sheshahat kibel vehilech vezarach chutz limkomo, or he slaughtered the korban, caught the blood, walked into the mizbeach, threw it with the intention of eating the meat or burning the emurim outside of its place. He did all of these with pigul intentions in mind, but again, he emphasized something else in the service was done incorrectly. We'll get into the halakha with all these momentarily, but first we're going to give three other cases where it was shelo lishma, was the intention, with a pigul intention as well. HaPesach ve'ahatat sheshehatan shelo lishman. If he slaughtered the korban pesach or hatat not for its own sake, but for the sake of a different korban, which itself is an invalidator, then kibel v'hilech v'zarak chutz lizmano, and then he received the blood, he walked into the mizbeach, and then he threw it with the intention of eating the meat or burning the imurim past the proper time. Another case, or she shahat chutz lizmano, or he slaughtered the pesach or hatat with the intention of eating the meat or burning the imurim past the proper time, and then kibel v'hilech v'zarak shelo lishma, and then he received the blood, walked into the mizbeach, and threw it not for its own sake, but for the sake of a different korban. Or last case, or sheshahat kibel v'hilech v'zarak shelo lishman, or he slaughtered the pesach or the korban hatat, or he received the blood, or he brought it to the mizbeach, and then he threw the blood not for its own sake, but for the sake of a different korban. In all of these cases, zehu shelo karaf hamatir kemitzvato. In all of these cases, these six cases we just mentioned, the blood wasn't offered as required. So therefore, in all of these cases, since one part of the avodah, to summarize, one part of the avodah was done with an invalidating intention, besides for pigul, the blood was not offered as required, and therefore pigul does not come into play. For pigul to come into play, the entire blood service has to happen with proper kavanah, halachically in a okay way. And then pigul could become a problem. But if the blood service was not done correctly, there was an invalidating part over there, then pigul doesn't become an issue.